I just wanted to... Tomorrow I have a bris in the morning, so I'll be here at 11 o'clock for Shir. I won't be here for the Vadim, but Shir will be at 11 o'clock tomorrow. I may have arranged the bris around. In fact, I won't miss Shir tomorrow. No. I just wanted to review the basic ideas. Nizdama Nefesh. Nizdama Evorim Shalom Pirish, which will be in the case of Umtza. Nizdama Evorim Shapirish Mimokom Lamokom. Nizdama Evorim Shapirish Mokom Lokom Machma Shchita. Four types of dam. Chiv Kores is only in Dama Nefesh. Dama Evorim Shalom Pirish, Kemat, everybody says it's Mota, eating Umtza. That's Aleph. Shapirish mimokom lamokom. So that already you have different opinions on that. Rabbeinu Tam said if you roast the steak, even though the dam begins coming out, and it's very rare, steak, Pirish Malkom Malkom is Mutter. Not everyone agrees with that. It's Rabbi Natamshi. It's Machlok, it's Vishonim. Tamshi, Pirish Malkom Malkom. Now, the physical reality of a behemoth is a very simple thing. Yishech the kone, yishech the veshet, and besides that, you have the vridim. Those are the two main veins inside, jugular veins. You have the mafrekas. If you shech the vridim, so what happens is a gush of blood, but when you shech the vridim, the blood doesn't go up to the brain anymore. The brain is signals the heart. We need oxygen. Heart pumps faster and faster. The animal's moving around. When you run a race, your muscles need more oxygen. So the nerves in the central nervous system send the message to the brain, send the message to the heart, give me more oxygen. That's why your heart pumps faster. So here, if you hear what happens, you shech the vridim, there's a tremendous gush of blood because the heart's trying to pump blood to the brain. It's not going there. It keeps pumping. The animal's moving around. And there's a tremendous gush of blood. You cut the mafrekas and then the central nervous system goes, and all you get is a trickle of blood. You have done the physical reality. Number one. Number two. But that's why vridim gives you the gush of blood. Mafrekas stops that and it just sort of trickles out to nothing. If you shech the chicken, then again, and you go through the mafrekas, It's a half a second. It's right there. Shech the cow. Cow is heavy leather. And what, you're not only cutting flesh, which the knife will cut easily, but you're cutting leather, which takes more time. Okay. So, now. So the Gemara talks about shechting the freedom. Then the Gemara talks about here. Look up Zion. Roshavi Gister. Rashi has two Lashonos. Roshavi Kolam Afrekas Ashnayim. Mashra Chateo Hotzi is Domo. Basulo. Don't do anything more than that. Okay. And if you did something more than that, what happened? Doesn't say. On the other hand, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Rashi has a Gersa. What's Rashi's Gersa? Rashi has a Gersa. It's also Rashi, Shech the Mafrekas. It's also. What does also mean? There's no way to eat that meat. It doesn't work with either Malicha or with sleep. You know, it's also. Now, does the word posel in the Tosefta mean Shechita Psula? Everyone's arguing. Anyone saw the Rishon and the Rashba? See, very clearly, psula can mean asura. Why is that asura? Asura machmas dam. Okay. Now, how do we square Rashi? Here, if it's a teiku, and the Gemara here has a pasuk, you know, so there are two possible solutions to that. There's a Rashba solution, that this is all going according to one Madoma, who said that Shmuel Amar Rav Chiya agrees with that Mandoma. Or the Gemara says, you don't even have to go that far. Why don't you have to go that far? Very simple. If you shech the mafrekas, something changes. The animal's completely also, there's no hope for it. Or now you can't eat umtsa, now you, that depends on your gersa. Rashi had a guess, so the animal is totally also. In between totally also and something has changed, that you need sleep, you need belich or something, there's a big difference. There's a big distance. So either you go like the Rashba, or now, there are two guesses here. The Rosh is very, very clear. That, and the whole problem of mafrekes is there's dam that begins moving to get out, and all of a sudden it stops. All the dam that could have come out b'shchita, had you shechted the vridim and not the mafrekes, that is dam hanefesh. Awesome. And then what happens? It gets stuck there and begins seeping out through the sides of because that pressure has to be released, and it's not necessarily released forward; it's released sideways. So then it's mispashed; it spreads out, and therefore you have to take off the dana tila around it. It's how the Rosh understands the whole thing. But that's if you don't shech the vridim. And the Rosh paskins, you have to shech the vridim. Why does everyone paskin you have to shech the vridim? Because the Gemara in Brachos. Yizaru b'vridim kreb Yehuda. Now, here you have Rishonim. But what about but no one says, what about if you don't shechta vridim? The whole issue is, can you be tzolah the whole thing together? That means, or not, because then the blood's going to go through the animal, and sleep doesn't work. But if you're machatech even with malicha, because the Gemara says whole tzolehu kulo kiyachod. That means, of course, the moment you cut up the animal into pieces, so much more blood's going to come out. Much more blood's going to come out. And since much more blood is going to come out, so then malicha will work. The Rosh and the Rashba make another point, which is an important point. Rosh against Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Rosh and the Rashba make a point that because they want to say, if you don't shech the vridim, you can be mechatech evrei al yedei malicha, and you don't have to remove the vridim, because the only place you have to remove the blood vessels are those blood vessels that's mentioned in the sugya later on, Daf Tzedek Gimel. Those are the ones in the shoulders next to the heart. Those are much heavier blood vessels. Now, what's the problem there? The problem there is that, according to the Rashba, explains the problem in Toras Habayis, that the dam in those vessels is not the same as dam evarim. A dam evarim is the blood that's in the meat, in the capillaries. But those are considered as if they're not, it's not dam evarim. Dam evarim is mutter, but dam in these heavy blood vessels, not considered dam evarim. It's kemunach b'kos, it's as if it's in a cup. Now, how to get rid of that dam? I showed you yesterday this machlokas between the Machaber and the Ramah, whether you have to cut those to let them bleed, or you have to remove them. Or you have to remove them completely. That's the Ramah. Minig Ashkenaz everywhere, except the old Minig Yerushalayim was, go like the Sfardim. Various historical reasons, Minig Sfardim was to cut them. And anyone, Ashkenazi, who wants to eat Sfardim meat has to know what the Nikor is about, because his Minig, if you go with Minig Ashkenaz, and everyone who could, even though nowadays, as we saw, certain things, minhag ha'mokum, everyone's moving everywhere all the time. But there's a well-defined minhag Ashkenaz, there's a well-defined minhag Sfard. The tzibah who identifies themselves as b'nei Ashkenaz. Tzibah who identifies themselves as b'nei Sfarad. And then it becomes a minhag, that's your tzibor. Even if you would have a different seat, but you're visiting someone, you stop here, it's a very good shechita, maybe a very good shechita. But you also have, but a lot of things that happen to an animal, one of the reasons I wanted to learn this, a lot of things that happen to an animal from the time you shecht it to the time it's on your table, a lot of steps, not just it's a good shechita, and the countless piskei halacha, that go in. A in Shechita, B in Treifus, into Nikur, into Malicha. The countless halachas that go into it, I had a friend of mine, Rav Dov Bleich. They offered him to take the Ashkoch on the OU. He said, he wants to put out a book, all the Pesach halacha. People say, because it's a good Ashkocha. Wait a second. What's the Pesach on this? What's the Pesach on this one? So everyone should know what the Pesach Halacha are. So they said, no. We don't know. No. People think, oh, it's a good Ashkocha. And they may be very careful on a lot of things, but at the same time, There's a lot of Pesukei Halacha. Especially in meat. The Kav is Pesukei Halacha. That's in Shechita, in Treifas, in Nikor, in Malicha, and countless Boschen and Salam and Ryan. Countless Pesukei Halacha. And so you have to understand who stands behind it in terms of Pesukei Halacha. Not just, okay, it's kosher, it's much more complex and much more subtle than that. But this summarizes them. Reason I can spend another month on them, but it will take us into many details in Malicha, basically in Hilchos Malicha. Okay. That's why. Now Dogim. Dogim is a very interesting thing. If you take a look at the Sugya Dogim. Morris says like this. Okay. Those Torahs have behem lo'ov. Hitil ha'kotzuv lo'ov ben behem lo'dogim. V'chayvu b'shnei simonim i'evshem. Shekfak v'gush lo'dogim. V'potro b'lo'klum i'evshem. Shekfak v'gush lo'dogim. Okay, it's a hechsheru b'simon echad. Now, that word is a very, very key word. When Rishonim want to discuss whether or not there's a din l'chadchila de oraisa of sechting two simonim in oath, they say, here it is. But be careful the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say mitzvoso b'simon echor. It says hechshero b'simon echor. The matter of an oath is simon echor. Dogim de laben eshkitininu minolun. How do we know? How can you dog? Shum dechsiz. Hatzom bokni yishochlam. It's called dumei agangei otzom. Ba'asifo ba'alma sagi luchu. Now those words are a very key issue. Asifa ba'alma sagi. Asifa ba'alma. What does sagi luchu mean? It's enough. Apparently. Asif is a matter. No, not every gift has the word sagiluhu. Sagiluhu means I don't need shechita. It's enough if I do asif. We take a look at the Rambam by Dogim. Rambam Pagal of Hilcha Shechita. Dogim v'chagovim einat tzricham shechita. Could have stopped there, but he throws in some extra words. Ela asifosun hi hamateras osun. They need asifon. And that's matir dogim. Now the question I have in the Rambam is very simple. What is the yisur that it's matir? There's no way of a menachai. There's no nevel. What's the yisur it's matir? I'm not sure. Okay. But you need a matir. Asifots and he hamaterasos. Haruho Omer had son of Bokhi Shochalem. Umwatsalem, it's called the Gange Otsaflem. Umwatsalem, Asifas dogim, Kishkitas Bokov its own. We need Exarasakosa to equate Asifas dogim with Bok of its own. Shechita's Bok of its own. Apparently it's a Din Matir. The one who goes even further, take a look at the Lech Mishnah, the Ketzav Mishnah, brings her a Sadja. Ram says, and the way the Ketzav Mishnah explains it, even, now, that means a live fish, a dead fish, I don't care. Asif is good enough. Now, he says, but let's say the fish jumps into your mouth. You have a jumping fish jumps into your mouth. He says, Lemaisa, he says, the moment it's in your mouth, that's an asifa. So you always have an asifa, but almost always. Now, comes along. But the question is, what's the issue I have to be matter? The no is in Avela. No is Eve Menachai. That question comes along with Sadi Gong and says, if it died in the water, that's not a sif anymore. It's also, which of Taryag Mitzvahs are you over? I don't know. I simply don't know the answer to that question. Both in the Rambam, but certainly within Sadi. A sifa means while it's just like shchita means while it's alive. A sifa means while it's alive. Now, the Ketzer Minister says, wait a second. When I have shchita, shchita says what? What does shchita say? Shchita says as follows. You can only eat an animal if you kill it in a certain way. If it's alive, it's Eivim Rechai. If it's dead and you didn't do it in that way, it's Nevela. But a live fish is a seafood, so there's no din of killing it in any way. So therefore, there's no din of nevela, there's no din of Eivim Rechai. Okay, there's no din of nevela, no din of Rechai. So what am I being matir? So it's mutter automatically. We'll see in a second. But let's forget in the Rambam what's that? Let's just look at Rav Sadi Gong, that if it dies in the water, that's not a sif. So what's his? No din of Eilu. What's his? Which one of the targets? I don't know. Now, the Gemara of Samach Zayin on the base. That Gemara is a very famous Gemara. Drove the world crazy many years ago. About the worms in the fish. Okay. Samuel Zion and Banks. About all sorts of let's get into a little while about bugs. People get very nervous about bugs. A bug is only awesome if it charts up neoris. So therefore, let us take this. Now what happens in the following case? Let's say you have an apple. I'm not saying to eat bugs, it's not healthy. Let's say you have an apple. And some worm left an egg inside the apple. The egg hatched, and you have a worm inside the apple. A worm inside the apple. And it's stuck there, and it can't move because it's stuck inside the apple, right in the claw. So that is mutter to eat, that worm. Why it's not charats of neoritz? Okay. What about charats samayim? Charats samayim has a charats alama, charats b'mayim. The major issue in a lot of the things, fish have eggs, of course, but when they lay eggs, they don't lay eggs in a shell like a chicken does. It's larvae. It's without a shell. And they grow and develop into fish, and then all of a sudden it moves from the eggs to a fish, the whole process. At what point does it charge up near mayim? Why? Because there are certain fish that swallow larvae. That's what they eat. And then it becomes a worm inside their stomach. It stays there for a while. Is that charat sapnei amayim or not? When does it move from Beit Zedokin to major Shaila. It's another Shaila. The thing is, the halacha is that a fish is kosher if it has snappy vakaskasis, fins and scales. Halacha is that, let's say, a fish, certain fish, if the moment you take them out of the water, they lose their scales. Why? It has to be Ashen Yeshno Snape Vakaknesses Bamayim, in the water. Also, let's say, if a young age it has scales, and as it gets older it loses its scale, at one point in its development it had scales, then that's also fine. It had snapik vakaskasas bamayim. Okay. There is a Gemara that says, even though the Torah says koshek yeshu snapik vakaskasas bamayim, any animal that has fins, any animal that has scales has fins. Why? Hakadosh Baruch Hu made an incredible world. Because you need the fins in order to swim. And when you're swimming, the pressure of the water, the scales are there to protect the fish. A fish that doesn't swim, doesn't have fins, doesn't need scales. Okay. The famous case of the Tosfos Yontif. Someone brought him a fish that had one without the other against the Gemara. Okay, so you have 200 years of discussion in Achronim how that could be when the Gemara says. Somehow none of them were as bright as people today say Chazal made a mistake. Until the Chassam Sofer, who was the ultimate posik, checked out the Metzius, wasn't a fish. it was a sheretz that lived in the sand next to the ocean. It went into the water, out of the water, it didn't have gills, it didn't swim, it anything. It breathed around. It wasn't a fish. Okay. There is one fish in the world that has scales without fins. It's an eel in India. But it has fins when it's in larvae state. Same thing. And that's a very serious shaila. When it moves from eggs to fish, that's a big shaila here in the Gemara about finding worms inside the stomach of a fish. So the Gemara says as follows. This is just background. Boy Ravina. Okay. Omer of Sheshis Bereder of Idi Kukiani Asiri. My Talmud. Me Alma also. Says Rashi. Kukiani. Toloim Shebekoved Meshebereya. These are worms in the liver and in the lungs of the fish, of the gills of the fish. Oh, that's talking about an animal. The animal, imha ochu, tchilosin. Tchilosin shortsu alho aretz. And in the beginning, they were crawling on the and the animal just ate it. So it's awesome. Why is it awesome? Because it's shortsu bnei aretz. If they came from outside and the animal just ate it, shachu derech beisarei, so it should be in the stomach and it should come out in the digestive system. It grew inside the stomach of the animal. That means the animal somehow it was born and fed, and where did it live off of? It lived off of the animal. It grew and developed inside the animal itself. The Meir Simchel says, so we give it a din of part of the animal. That's where it bothers me. You don't view it as an independent life of the animal. And we'll see what Rashi says. And that's how the Meir Simchel understands. Okay. Minei Gavlin. Omer of Rashi Pshita. Yimei Alma calls him Mishtachu Derech Beitzerei. Hilchasa Kukiyani Asiri. By time of Mainam Noyam, the Ayurveda Bukushit, Talon Darni Dabisrias, says Rashi. Oh, the Gemara goes on. Darni Dabisrias, what about worms in the flesh? The Kavri Sharia, Omer of Ivulivana Ech Al, Omer of Meshar, Shibred of Alvina. My shnum of the time is in the bottom to shake the rabbis is hardanim shabahema. Okay. So the Gemara says, Hachinash, the behema b'shchita hu de mishtaria. An animal you are mati with shchita. Mahani with the log, mahani with shchita b'yisu et kaini. The end. These bugs, these worms, whatever they are, to the animal, there's no shechita to it. So it's awesome. I will dog him, but save him by alma mishtar. It's not like dog him. Dog him have a heter of what? Of asifa. So it's Rashi. Shechita mishtar. The egg is a god of the tocha, actual nishchita, but ume is a even merachai. He says like this. These are considered part of the animal. It was born inside the animal's stomach, fed off the animal, and therefore it's considered a chelik of the animal. But it has an independent life to it. It's an independent, and its life is not dependent. It's not like a pakua, an animal that was pregnant, so shechting the mother is like shechting the child, because the fetus, life depends on the mother. It's one circulatory, it's all one system. But here there's it's an independent life. He was born there and feeding off. So it says like this. If you have a bug, a worm, it's not a bug, these are worms, in the stomach of an animal that was born there, fed off the animal. So, he says, so it's considered Eva Menachai. That could be one of two reasons. And I said, all these things involve countless sugyas. I'm just describing in general. Well, that is the general issue of kosher Pesach milk. What does kosher Pesach milk have to do with anything? Okay. Let's say you have a cow that eats exclusive water and exclusively chametz. Whole big shaila whether or not the milk is awesome. Because it comes from chametz. Because the only nutrition it gets is chametz. Okay. So, now, so this fed off the animal, which was an Eva Menachai. That's one possibility. Or it's considered part of the animal because it was born there. It's considered a chelik of the animal. That's a very subtle thing, depending on the whole issue, whether something whose exclusive food is a dover, also the animal itself. So I don't want to get into that. That it's a massive problem on Sevens or Gorem. It's the issue of kosher Pesach milk. Okay. My wife has some very... So... Okay. That's part of the problem, whether you need, during Shemitah, you need kosher Shemitah milk if the animal's feed was Sfichen. Famous story. Satmar Rav came to Yerushalayim. He asked for omel products during Shemitah, because they're feeding off of Sfichen, which is awesome. Rizkarov went crazy on that. He went into a room for a week, just sitting and learning the Inyanim, came out and said, Mutter. It was a problem because at that point it wasn't, Shemitah wasn't like it is today. People were living mostly on milk products. Okay. So some people recently decided to make a parnos of kosher Shemitah milk. But it's all the same. It's one very complex issue. Okay. So when it says, but this worm has a din of Eva Menachai. This worm has a din of Eva Menachai. But it has an independent life in the stomach of the animal. So Shechita doesn't apply to it. Since Shechita doesn't apply to it, so it becomes also. But what happens if a similar situation happens with a fish? The Gemara seems to be saying, and here, the asif of the fish does not apply to the worm in the stomach of the fish. Because it was asif of the dog, not of the fish. Look, that is the parshas of the Gemara. If you take a look, so... how the Rambam paskens here. Okay. It's a very strange psak, but we, in the second we'll understand it. Very base. Also, first halacha yud zayin. Tolas hanimsa b'mei dogim u'b'mor shabarosh ha'behem hanimsa asura. Awesome. So, says it's awesome. But anyway. Okay, says the Shibush. Those can't go crazy. Ram takes the Gemara very, very literally. A sifa does not apply to that, and it's awesome. Now, here, the question is that the Gemara is talking here. And the Gemara says b'shchita mishtayer. So the worm, I understand very well, the worm inside the cow in its stomach. It was born there. It attached itself to the stomach. Was fed off the stomach of the cow, or wherever part of the cow it ended up in. And it has a din of eva menachai either because that was its soul, nutrition source, became, or it's considered as part of the cow. That's Meir Simcha as a whole, and awesome, awesome erech on it. So that's possibility number one. But and shechita doesn't apply. But it says asifa, since when you do it, but if it's in the stomach of the fish, and you don't need a shechita. So the asifa of the dog either applies or doesn't apply to the tolas inside. That's the issue. And now the question is, now if you take a look in the Kesef Mishnah, when he talks about dog, he says there's never a hechatimsa to do anything, because if the thing ends up in your mouth, that's the sifa. Now the question is, does the asifa, what happens with the asifa of the dog when it applies to the worm inside the dog? Now the question is this very simple question. It's not sure at Sipamayim, so what's the issue? So what's the issue? There has to be some sort of, where's the issue coming from? That the Rambam has a case of something that's part of a dog without heter of asifa, maybe. So, but everything has to fit under one of 613 different boxes. Which box does it fit into? I don't know. Okay. This is Asifa's dogim. This is Dal. Okay. I went through these to give you a general picture of it, to be familiar with it, but now we get into a complicated sugya. Very complicated sugya. Mechza mechza karov. Now, what does mechza mechza karov mean? What's it about? The Gemara says, now here we get into a question. In Shechita, what is the din of Shechita? Kulo and Rubo Kulo, or the din is Rove? And no din of Rubo Kulo. Din is Rove. Now what is a Rove? Is 50 a Rove or 50 plus Mashu is a Rove? But obviously, if I need Kulo, then I can't have 50 being Kulo. Why? Because the other 50... What was the shayla we were talking about? When I shech 51, does the 49 have a din of shochut or not? Now, the Gemara says as follows. Chatziach ba'ov, itmar rab, omah, mechza, mechza, karov. Rav Kahana, omah, mechza, mechza, ain't a karov. Not like karov. Rav, omah, mechza, mechza, karov. Hochi, omah, leirach, morah, shlo, kashayla. That's a very, very strange thing. We have Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Rov Echad Be'Ov, Rov Shnayim Be'Behema. What does it mean? I have to shecht Rov? I can't leave a Rov. We're playing with words. What is an idea? Rav Om Mechza Mechza Kerov, Hochi Om Mechza Mechza Kerov, Rov Tashayim Rov. Now the Gemara has halacha. We'll have to see this in greater detail. You have a tana, made of klichavis, an earthenware tana. Now, an earthenware tana, that is tome. Now, if you break it into small pieces, it's tar. Shviras klichavis is madaira. So let's say. What was their tana? It was a big box. It was a big earthenware box. Let's say you slice off 10%, you leave 90%. Still a tana. So the 10% is considered shivrik hecheres, it's tahor, and the 90% is the old tana, and the old tana is still kosher. It's not a broken piece of the tana. But let's say you split it 50-50. Kokel shnayim, bein shoven shneim tameim. Both are tame. Why? The fishi efshel tzamtzem. Can you don't? It's so that so each is tame. Why? Because we know there's no such thing as 50-50. One is 51 and one is 49. Or Evshul Tzamtzim Tahorim. That Tahor. So apparently, Mechta, Mechta is Eina Karov. Each one is a Chelek. So I don't have the original Tano. If I have a Rove, I have the original Tano, to me it's just a broken piece. But if I have 50-50, do I have the original Tano or I have a broken Tano? What's this? So Hochi Karub is a Hochi. I'm Rav Papa Tre Ruba Chad Manaleko. Now, what is this? You can't have two roles. Says Rashi. A very key Rashi here. Yev shalit san shishu mechuvonim el vada b'chad minay u'ikaruba v'lo yadina b'hu minay salkatuma minay tre rubi lek l'mein b'chad minay ti hai ruba hai miut. If one is a rove, one is a meal. I say the same thing in Shechita. So Rashi is Masber, a very key Rashi. Then Shechita lo huskarov el b'chaticha. I don't care that the other 50% isn't cut. I just have to shech the rove. And if 50%... So Rashi says, Rashi's telling us, the Manda Omar who says that mechza mechza is karov, why is he saying mechza mechza is karov? Because I don't have to shech the whole thing. I just have to shech. There's no din of Rubakul. Rashi understands. Rubakul Kulo is only 51%. Otherwise, because I can't... So, there's no such thing. I have to cut rove. 50 is rove. So, now the question is, the other mandama, who says, Enika rove, does he agree that Shechita is on rove? Or he says, but he says, rove is 51%. Or he says, no, the din is cool, and therefore you need 51%. What's the machlokas going? What's the machlokas in Rav and Rav Kahane? That's very key. Because everything we talked about until now, we're talking Rubakul, hey, one second, it's not so simple. That Rashi makes a very critical point here. In the case of a Tanur, I have to have a Rove and a Miut. That which is the original Tanur and which is the broken piece. I can't say one is a if it's 50-50, I can't make such a decision. Okay, we'll stop here. There are two separate things. Wait one second. Be very careful with the Shakta Vatari of the Gemara. Then, when you get to Choftev Samad Aleph, the Gemara seems to say an incredible stuff. Be very careful with this Gemara. I'm just outlining what we're doing. This is a very complex Gemara. Very complex Gemara. Gemara says, even if I say, Mechza Mechza's Karov in Shechita, but to be a tray for a Chatzi, the Gemara says Chatzi Kana Bogdan, 50%. So I can check 50%, let's say an Oaf, it's a good Shechita. It's not a tray for yet. Trefa depends on 51%. Just imagine what the Gemara is saying. Al Pidin, it's not mace, not a nota lomos, not a trefa. But it's muta eat, there's no eva menachai, and it dies not. Be very careful, the Gemara is telling you unbelievable chiddush over here, against everything we've been talking about until now. And therefore, you have to see how the Gemara ends up and what's the matzkana and how different Rishonim understand what's happening here. This is a very delicate Gemara and it goes to the heart of what Shechita is about. So, when we talked until now, certain Rishonim were very clear of Rubo Kukulo, but we have to see how they went through the Sugya. And certain Rishonim might come out of the Sugya, there's no din of Rubo Kukulo. The din of Rov, Shechita's Rov, and even if 51%, but still, Rov had to be 51%. Question is, what is at stake here? Certainly, what Rashi says, certainly the Mandoama who says that Mechza Mechza Karov holds, there's no din of Shechita's Kulo, what's that? And that would be even if Trefa Just imagine this mandama. There's a tzad in the Gemara that you can eat your chef 50% of a chicken, the corner of a chicken. It's not a treifa, but no eva minachai. It's not a veva. It's mutter to eat. It means, you know, so what that mandama says is shchita zamata. It's not just hechad timsa, how you have to kill it. It's a whole different, if there is such a mandama, it's a whole different way of looking what shchita is about. Okay, we shall continue. That once we finish this simple shakla of the Gemara, before we begin this whole long complex tosis, which is a super tosis, okay, we'll take a look. There is the other tosis. The first two, the Tosas of Chavtas, here, these two Tosas, the Tosas in here, and the parallel Tosas, but the Tosas in Erevin, and the Tosas, what is happening here? We have the same Shaila and Mechitza Shabbos and Schach. And Schach, I'm sure most everyone here learned Sukkah and Shabbos 2 years ago. So, you have Tzulsim Merum Mechamsa. What about 50% Schach and 50% Aviv? 50% Schach and 50% Schach Pasa. More discusses it. You're in Shabbos, you see it's a Shabbos, you know to make something to Rosh Hashanah Yochid, you need Omer Merum Ala Paretz. Let's say you have 50%, that means you have to have more Mechitza than breaks in the Mechitza. Let's say you have 50-50. What's Alocha? The Gemara in Schach called Sukkah, the Gemara in Sukkah called Schach. The Gemara here doesn't bring either of those into a discussion. Is it all one Sukkah or two separate Sukkahs? That bothered Tosas, and take a look. All Rishon were bothered exactly straightening out those two Sukkahs. How to understand what is the difference? Why in both cases arose? If you remember from Sukkah Dav Beis Amud Aleph, that's a long, long time ago. Rashi says if you have Chamsa Merubim, if you have 51 Aver, 49 Schach, you don't have 49 Schach, you have 0 Schach. Ruba Kakula, not Schach. 51% Schach and 49% Aver, what do you have? 100% Schach. What happened? You have 50-50. So what do you need? All Schach? Or you need no Aver? What do you need? Mechitzas Shabbos is the same thing. 51% Mechitzas is 100% Mechitzas. 49% Mechitzas is 0 Mechitzas. But what about 50-50? And the Gemara compares the two and has a different halach and explains why the two are different. But the Gemara views it initially as being one sugya. Here, what does the Gemara compare? The Gemara compares it to Klicheres. The Gemara compares it to Korban Pesach, a very strange comparison. And there are three things the Gemara compares it to, leaves out the two in Erevin and in Sukkah. Erevin, and the Gemara in Sukkah quotes Erevin, and the Gemara quotes Sukkah, as if that's all one issue, and it's two separate. And here, it's three things. It seems, are they one issue or two issues? So, that we have to see Tosfos in, have to see the Rashba, to figure out, like, what's really happening in the Sukkah. But Rashi tells us a very interesting thing. On the Tzad, that it's 50% is good enough. Why is 50% good enough? Because there's no din of Rubu Kukulo. I just have to shecht rov and 50 is considered a rov. Just a maisa shechita ba'alma. And the Gemara says, and it won't make the end of, and still have the halacha of chatzikon apoga. Now, in so doing, There's the halach here of chatzikon apogam. Wait 1 second. After we're going to go back to the lots again. What happened? Take a look carefully in the Rambam. Let's say I have a konim, and I shecht a little here, a little here, a little there. Not all one cut. If it's wrong for the konim, it's fine. Have chatzikon apogam, I have to finish it in the chatach. I can't go from the other side. Why? These last two sugyas were interesting. Had I gone through the sugya and dam, I could have showed you all of Hilchos Malicha, which we weren't doing. So I figured, we'll just familiarize the dogim, the small sugya. But now we get into a very complicated sugya, which is at the heart of defining what shechita is.